All right, so we're all familiar with it, right? The little
Mm-hmm.
yellow light on your dashboard, the check engine light. It just kind of, it stares at you and it just creates anxiety. I
Yeah.
think especially when you're driving and it pops on and you don't know what it means.
Absolutely.
And so today we are diving deep in P0420 code.
There's.
And if you are tuning in to this deep dive, there's a good chance that you are experiencing this code and you want to know what the heck it means. So today we are going to try to unpack it and understand the code itself, why it's triggered, where to get a diagnosis. We'll talk about OpenBay and how they can help you with repairs and give you an idea about costs.
That's right.
And, at the heart of this issue is this thing called the catalytic converter. And it might sound like something out of a science lab, but really it's just a part of your exhaust system. It's like a pollution scrubber, if you will. It takes all of the bad stuff coming out of your engine and cleans it up before it goes out into the atmosphere. And the P0420 code is basically your car saying, hey, this pollution scrubber is not working quite as well as it should.
That's right. And I think that's a great way to put it for anybody to really understand what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, and we've looked at a lot of expert information and we've tried to condense it down into this deep dive without all the confusing technical jargon. So
Absolutely.
hopefully this is helpful to everyone out there.
So let's get right into it. Yeah, the P0420 has popped up. What is the car telling you in layman's terms?
Right. So officially it's called Catalyst System Efficiency Below Threshold,
Yeah.
Bank One. And bank one might sound a little technical, and it refers to one side of the engine on certain vehicles. But the core message of the code is basically the catalytic converter isn't doing its job. It's like that filter analogy. It's not filtering out all of the pollutants as it should.
That's right. It's like you have a kitchen filter, and it's not really catching all the bits that it should.
Right.
And so that's kind of a good analogy for it. And it's interesting too about the P0420 code. It's actually a universal code.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so all manufacturers since 1996 have had the same code.
Okay.
And it's just a way to kind of standardize across the board what you're dealing with in terms of trouble codes. So whether it's a Honda or a BMW, you're seeing that P0420, something's up with the catalytic converter.
Okay, so you get this code and the filter analogy, it's not working as well as it should. So what causes it to not work as well as it should? I mean, does the catalytic converter just kind of go bad by itself?
So that's a good question. And, while the most frequent reason for that code popping up is indeed that the catalytic converter is no longer functioning as efficiently as it should, and that can be from, a number of reasons, age, wear and tear, it can even be physical damage to the converter itself.
Huh.
But really what you need to understand is that rarely do these things just fail on their own.
Okay.
Usually there's something else that is causing the converter to fail. So we need to figure out what that root cause is.
So it's like a symptom of a larger problem.
Exactly.
Okay. So what are some of those underlying issues? What else could be going on with the car that's causing the catalytic converter to fail?
So one of the first things that a mechanic is going to look at is, are there any other engine trouble codes? And in particular, they're going to look at the P0300 range. Those codes signify engine misfires. And now you might be thinking, what do engine misfires have to do with a catalytic converter?
Right.
Well,
Yeah.
they're actually very hard on converters when you have an engine misfire. What happens is unburned fuel is being sent into the converter, and it can overheat the metals inside the converter that are really important for its cleaning function. So it can drastically reduce the lifespan of the converter and its efficiency.
Right. It's like an engine hiccup that's having a knock-on effect further down.
Absolutely.
Okay. So misfires, what else can cause this P0420 to pop up?
Another common cause is leaks in the exhaust system, but specifically leaks that are occurring before the catalytic converter. So if there's a
Wow.
leak upstream from the converter, that can suck in extra air into the exhaust stream, and that extra oxygen can throw off the oxygen sensors, and we'll talk more about those in a little bit, but it can basically confuse the car's computer into thinking that the catalytic converter isn't doing its job correctly. And sometimes you can actually even hear these leaks. If if you're under the car and the engine's running, you might hear a hissing sound. You might see some rust or damage to the pipe. So
So if you hear a hissing sound under your car,
it's not good.
that's something to pay attention to. Okay, so I've got misfires, we've got exhaust leaks. What about anything with the engine itself running properly?
Yeah, so you can have an imbalance in how the engine's cylinders are working, where some are getting too much air and not enough fuel, what we call running lean,
Right.
and others are getting too much fuel and not enough air.
Right.
So running rich.
Okay.
And that can also lead to this P code popping up, this uneven performance. It's causing all kinds of emissions that the catalytic converter just can't handle effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And diagnosing this often requires some special equipment that a mechanic will have to really kind of figure out what's going on.
Okay, so we've got the misfires, the exhaust leaks. Are there any routine maintenance things that could be contributing to this?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, worn or fouled spark plugs can actually lead to increased emissions, even if they're not totally failing. And, you know, spark plugs nowadays, they're made to last a while.
Yep.
If they're getting old or you've replaced them with some cheaper ones, they can cause incomplete combustion. And so that means more pollutants are going downstream to the catalytic converter than it's really designed to handle. And sometimes that can happen, you know, 20,000 miles,
mm-hmm.
30,000 miles after replacement, especially if you're using some of the non-iridium replacements.
Oh, wow. So just something like that that you don't think would be causing a problem.
Exactly.
With your catalytic converter.
David.
Could be contributing to it. Okay. What about those sensors that are constantly monitoring what's going on in the exhaust?
Yeah. So defective oxygen sensors, and this is both the sensor before the catalytic converter, which we call the upstream sensor, and the one after, which we call the downstream sensor.
Mm.
These are definitely potential triggers for that P code.
Mm-hmm.
These sensors are really like the eyes of the emission system. They're measuring how much oxygen is in the exhaust gases.
Okay.
And the car's computer compares those readings from the upstream and downstream sensor to see how well the converter is doing its job. And so if you have one of these sensors that's faulty and it's sending incorrect information to the computer, that can trigger the P0420, even if the catalytic converter itself is still functioning relatively well. For example, if the rear sensor starts to look like the front sensor in terms of its readings,
mm-hmm.
that's a good sign that that catalytic converter isn't really doing its job in terms of reducing those pollutants.
Right. So it's like the sensor is giving the car bad information, so it's making a bad decision based off of that.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. That, you know, there's other seemingly unrelated parts that can actually play a role.
Uh-huh.
So a bad coolant temperature sensor, for example, can actually mess with the engine's air fuel mixture, and that can affect the emissions. And leaky fuel injectors can cause the engine to run rich, which can overload and damage the catalytic converter over time. Even issues with the wiring to the oxygen sensors, things like shorts or loose connections, can send bad signals and trigger a P0420.
So it really sounds like there are a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
That can cause this code. It's almost like the code itself is just a symptom of a larger problem.
I think that's a great way to put it. And the list goes on. You know, the car's main computer could technically be the issue, but that's something that's diagnosed after everything else has been ruled out. Oil contamination in the catalytic converter. So maybe you have an oil leak and that's contaminating the converter, that can reduce its efficiency. An irregular engine coolant temperature sensor reading. So maybe it's not broken completely, but it's sending a weird reading that can affect how the engine operates high fuel pressure. So that's forcing too much fuel into the engine, creating a rich mixture. And then in older cars, if you've used the wrong fuel type, like leaded fuel, you can actually really damage the catalytic converter. And then lastly, a catalytic converter can physically become clogged over time, and that restricts the exhaust flow, and it can trigger that code. And a lot of times the mechanic will check that with something called a back pressure gauge.
Wow, so that's a huge list of possibilities.
It is.
So besides that illuminated check engine light, are there any other physical symptoms that you might notice if you have a P0420 code?
Yeah, well, the check engine light is definitely going to be your most obvious clue. Depending on what's actually causing that P0420, you may experience other things. So if you have a vehicle and it fails its emissions inspection, that's a pretty clear sign that you have a problem with your emission system, and it's likely related to that P0420. Some people notice an increase in the amount of exhaust fumes coming from their car. Sometimes there's a sulfur smell or what people call a rotten egg odor.
Right.
And that's usually because the catalytic converter is not processing the hydrogen sulfide in the exhaust properly.
No, that's never good.
No, it's not a pleasant smell.
So what about the way the car drives? Will you notice any performance issues?
Yeah, in some cases you might notice things like rough idling the engine, misfiring, a hesitation or delay when you try to accelerate. And if the converter is becoming blocked, you might hear a louder than normal noise coming from the exhaust. Although a louder exhaust can unfortunately sometimes be a sign that the catalytic converter has been stolen. And some people report decreased fuel economy and, you know, just the overall feeling that the engine isn't performing as well as it used to.
Hmm.
Maybe it's even struggling to get above certain speeds. However, it's also very possible to have P0420 pop up and not notice any significant changes in the way your car drives.
Okay, so you might not notice anything in the way that your car drives, but you still shouldn't ignore that check engine light. Which leads us to the next question. can you drive your car if you get this code?
So generally speaking, yes, you can probably drive your car with a P0420 code, especially if the catalytic converter hasn't, you know, totally failed, like melted or become completely clogged. But, and this is important, continuing to drive for an extended period with this code could actually cause further damage to the catalytic converter itself. It could damage other parts of the exhaust system or even the fuel system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, beyond the potential damage to the car itself, remember that P0420 means that your emission system is not working as it should. And so you're probably releasing higher levels of harmful pollutants into the environment. If your state or local area requires emissions testing, you'll almost definitely fail with a P0420 code present. And you could face fines and other penalties. So while you may be able to drive, it's really not recommended to drive for very long. You want to get this checked out by a professional as soon as possible.
Okay, so we've got this check engine light. We know it's a P0420. We know we shouldn't ignore it. So where should somebody go to figure out what's going on with their vehicle?
So thankfully, there's a few options out there. Many local auto parts stores offer a free service where they'll read the diagnostic trouble codes from your car. So that's something you can do right off the bat and at least confirm that you are dealing with a P0420 code. However, while they can tell you what the code is, they usually don't have the expertise or the equipment to perform a thorough diagnosis and really get down to what's causing the code.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to take your car to a qualified mechanic or a certified emissions testing facility for that.
And if somebody's looking for a good mechanic, where would you recommend they go to find one?
You can also use some online resources to find service centers near you. And you can even get a general idea of what different repairs might cost.
Okay, great. Let's talk about OpenBay and how they can help with getting this code repaired.
Yeah, OpenBay is a fantastic online platform. And what it's designed to do is really connect car owners with trustworthy auto repair shops. So you can easily enter what kind of service you need. And what it'll do is it'll provide you with competitive quotes from qualified repair shops in your area. So you can compare prices, you can look at shop reviews, you can see what services they offer, all from the comfort of your own home.
That's amazing. So you get those estimates through OpenBay, and then what happens?
Yeah, so once you've reviewed the estimates and you've decided on a shop that you think will meet your needs, you can actually schedule your appointment directly through OpenBay, so at a time that's convenient for you. It really simplifies the entire process of finding a good mechanic and getting your car repaired. And OpenBay also offers a membership program called OpenBay Plus. So if you're looking for long-term savings on your car maintenance and repairs, that's something you can definitely check out.
Okay, great. So we've talked about what the code means. We've talked about all the things that can trigger it. We've talked about where to get a diagnosis and how OpenBay can help you with the repair. So let's talk about the thing everybody wants to know. How much is it going to cost to repair this code?
Yeah, that's the question. And unfortunately, it's not always straightforward. The biggest thing that's going to determine the cost is whether or not the catalytic converter needs to be replaced. So the labor costs for diagnosis and replacement are typically a couple of hours, but the converter itself can be pretty expensive.
Yeah. So can you give us an idea of what we're talking about?
Yeah. So based on some estimates that we see, catalytic converter replacement can range anywhere from about $2,200 on the low end to upwards of $2,300. And in some cases, especially for vehicles that have more complex exhaust systems, or you're driving, you know, a really high-end car, you could be looking at $3,200 or even more.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it can get pretty pricey.
That's a lot of money. Are there any less costly things that you can do, you know, before you shell out that much money?
Yeah, there are some cheaper things that you can try first. But I think it's important to go in with the right expectations.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times these aren't going to be permanent solutions, and they're not really addressing the underlying problem. So, you know, you can get things like catalytic converter fuel, additive treatments that you pour into your gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
And those usually cost somewhere between $15 and $50.
Mm-hmm.
Some people report temporary improvements by switching to a higher octane fuel.
Yeah.
But again, these are often not permanent solutions.
Mm.
They might help you, you know, pass an emissions test if you're in a pinch.
Right.
But that code's probably going to come back unless the root problem is fixed.
So while there are cheaper options out there, you're not going to want to bank on those. You're going to want to get it diagnosed properly and repaired correctly.
And here's a really important point. If it turns out that you do need to replace the catalytic converter, make sure that any underlying issues like those misfires and the exhaust leaks that we talked about are actually fixed before you put on a new converter, because you don't want to spend all that money and then ruin the new converter because the original problem is still there.
Right. It's like putting a new roof on a house with a cracked foundation.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It's not going to last. And any other final thoughts on this in terms of, you know, keeping the costs down?
Yeah, I think it's really important to, take the time to check if your vehicle might still be under an emissions warranty.
Oh, okay.
Automakers will often provide extended warranties on some of the emissions components, including the catalytic converter, that can sometimes last up to 8 years or 80,000 miles, whichever comes first.
Oh, wow.
So, it's worth contacting your dealership and having them run your VIN number and seeing if you have any coverage left. It could save you a lot of money.
That's great. Okay, so to kind of summarize this deep dive on the P0420 code, it means there's a problem with your catalytic converter's efficiency.
Right.
But it could be a lot of different things. It could be the converter itself, it could be misfires, it could be exhaust leaks, faulty sensors. So getting it properly diagnosed is key.
Absolutely.
We talked about resources like Open Bay and how that can be helpful in finding a good mechanic and getting those estimates. The catalytic converter replacement can be expensive,
Yeah.
but you want to make sure that you're getting to the root cause and you're getting it fixed properly.
Absolutely. And I think, just to add on to that, just replacing the oxygen sensors without proper diagnosis is often not the answer. A skilled technician is going to use some specialized tools and techniques to figure out why you're getting that P0420 code.
It's amazing to me just how many different things can trigger that one code, and how that little check engine light just be like a catch-all for so many different problems. It makes you realize just how complex cars are.
Absolutely. It's a very complex system, and the catalytic converter is just one piece of the puzzle that keeps your car running cleanly and efficiently.
Well, hopefully, if you're experiencing this code, this has given you some insight as to, what might be going on and steps you can take to fix it. And don't forget to check out Open Bay's resources to help
Yeah.
you find certified technicians and get those estimates. And thanks for tuning in to this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.